Blog Talk Radio.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
All I have in these hands and multiply. God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire.
Yeah.
Set me on fire.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Set us on fire, Jesus. Set us on fire, Lord. Oh, Lord, we magnify you. Set our souls on fire. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I hope you had a great Resurrection Sunday, also known as Easter. Welcome to Daily Fire, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of your everyday life to glory. To glory, to glory in our Savior, Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Roxy Williams, here with you Monday through Friday, live at 7 a.m. Eastern, with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then assigning your task for today. Daily Fire is sponsored by ChurchGirlDresses.com, the place where good girls shop. From church wear to casual wear, including jumpsuits, to evening wear, we got you covered. According to Psalm 139:14, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. So there's nothing wrong with being holy and fine at the same time. Wear it well. Also at churchgirldresses.com, there are now men's suits and their traditional collection. So make sure you visit churchgirldresses.com. The weekend sale ends today with 20% off. And now in the traditional collection, which features suits, hats, even the suit and hat that I wore to church for Easter yesterday, there are now also men's suits and hats. So for those of you who like to match your attire with your husband, make sure. Or you just want to get your the man in your life something awesome for Father's Day, because they're trendy suits to traditional suits. I mean, you're going to love it. Go ahead and go to churchgirldresses.com and put your order in, as well as for Mother's Day, so you'll have what you want by Mother's Day. Okay, that is churchgirldresses.com. Our topic for today's Daily Fire, I love this, is spiritual warfare, fighting spiritual warfare. And we are in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 10, verses 4 through 5. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me. Monday through Friday, when I'm live at 7, you can call in on air. The number is 323-870-4180. But if you cannot call in at 7 when I'm live, you can hear the recording anytime after 8 a.m. on my ministry website, feeldthefire.com. That's FEELDFIRE.com, feeldthefire.com. But your best bet is to follow the podcast. That way, the recording will be text straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m. Eastern, and you can listen to it as many times as you desire, as well as bless someone else's soul by forwarding that teaching. Follow by texting the message DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. That's DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. All of this information, if you are unable to write it down, it's on my ministry website, feeldthefire.com. Well, by now, you should have those Bibles ready. We are in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 10, verses 4 through 5, reading from the KJV. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Listen to that again. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. In other words, they're not earthly weapons or tangible weapons, but mighty through God, hallelujah, spiritual weapons, to the pulling down of strongholds, pulling down of the root of the issue. It goes deeper than shallow. It goes beyond superficial to the actual root cause of the problem. Casting down imaginations and every high thing, every issue, every person, every idea, every attack that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, against the highest authority, and bringing into captivity, causing it to subject itself, every thought, glory, to the obedience of Christ. Come on and give God praise for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Come on and say it aloud with me right now. Spiritual warfare. Yesterday, as I was preparing for church, or I was about to prepare for church, I shall say, for Easter, I had this emergency which happened, and I was so discouraged by it because dealing with it was going to impede my ability to go to church, and it wasn't something that I could delay. Either I was going to have to deal with it or not. And there was no doubt that dealing with that was going to stop me from being able to end service. So I was just so distraught. And I was just like, oh, my gosh, you know, this is Resurrection Sunday. I want to be there. Oh, my God. And I literally almost started crying. That's how serious this was. But then the Holy Spirit reminded me that this same situation had occurred previously. This same, and I mean it on a Sunday, same type of emergency, I mean exact same facts. And that what I had done previously is that I had prayed about it. And in that prayer previously, I literally had asked God, glory, to, and some of you may not understand this, but stay with me. I'm trying to teach you some things about waging effective spiritual warfare. Because all of us are in the midst of spiritual warfare, whether you know it or not. Satan is always on his job. So it's one thing to be in the midst of spiritual warfare. It's another to wage effective spiritual warfare. And so I had, in the prior time this occurred, literally, I'll never forget it, asked God to deal with time because he's the creator of time. And I needed him to deal with time in such a way as to stop it, although the clock wouldn't stop naturally, but to stop things spiritually so that I could make it to the house of God and then still be able to come back and deal with this situation and no harm having occurred to anyone because of the hours that I would spend at church. And so I remember that he did that after the Holy Spirit, being that great refresh your recollections that he is, and bringing back to your memory things that God has previously done, so that you remember who God is, because he's that same God yesterday, today, and forever. And what he did, I began to prepare. Now, at that time, the situation still had not been resolved, but because the Holy Spirit had reminded me of who God is and reminded me that my faith is evidenced by my works, I began to prepare to go to church. And I said, Lord, by the time it is time for me to leave home to go to church, I need to see that you've done what I've asked. Because if not, I won't be able to go. And to make a long story short, because we don't have but 15 minutes on Daily Fire, won't he do it? Didn't he do it? Yes, he did. And so I went to church, and I was able to praise and celebrate the resurrection of my Savior. You see in Second Corinthians 10, 4 through 5, the Bible is explaining to us why it is important to fight your attackers, your enemies, and your oppositions first in the spirit, because the weapons of a Christian's warfare, they're not carnal. They're not first a gun, first court, first a bat, you know, or your worst. The first weapon we utilize is spiritual warfare. Why? Because first going to God brings the situation and everyone in it under subjection and jurisdiction to his word. And that's important, because sometimes the root cause of the problem may even be you. You may be praying for God to fix someone else when you're the problem. So the first thing we do is we go to the Lord. Now, this does not mean that we don't defend ourselves. It doesn't mean you don't go to court when it's necessary. I'm an attorney. Yes, you go. But that's not our first resort, right? Unless it's some kind of crime against us. But even in that, what do? We still go to God first. Because our goal, hallelujah, is for righteous judgment to prevail. So even in your situations, in your marriages, in your dealings with your enemies, even in my dealings with my opponents, I still seek righteous judgment, because first and foremost, I am a Christian. This is why we must effectively wage spiritual warfare. Now I'm going to give you some steps. We're going to have to continue this, but the very first step in waging effective spiritual warfare is to align the situation with the word of God. In Matthew 4, verses 1 through 11, we see the biblical record of when Jesus was led into the wilderness by the Spirit to be tempted of the devil, because part of his 3-year earthly ministry is that he had to go through everything that we would go through so that he would overcome it, and then when we needed to be able to defeat that situation, he could truly say as the Savior, you can do this, you can do all things through Christ. Why? Because I walked the earth, and I too was tempted by Satan as a natural man. But when Satan came to him and told him to command that these stones be made bread, he answered him with the word, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the next time Satan tempted him, Jesus responded, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Then the final time Satan tempted him, Jesus responded again, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. So the step one, or the first step of waging effective spiritual warfare, is that you must submit and align the situation, including everyone in it, which includes yourself, to the word and will of God. Hallelujah. Isn't that powerful? We got to get ready to go into prayer. But I want you to make sure you don't miss these next few days. I mean, I'm going to outline this for you step by step. And by the time I finish with you this week, you are going to go into your home, your job, your family, and you're going to make some changes because you're now going to, and even your own life, because you're going to know how to fight things first spiritually and then naturally. Let's get ready to go into prayer. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you. Oh, Lord, we magnify you today. We're still basking in the resurrection of your Son. We're still thanking you for the resurrection of Jesus Christ, which redeemed us from sin. Now, Lord, we come, Father, beginning to understand the power of spiritual warfare, because Satan goes to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. But Lord, we understand that your word is all powerful. It's more powerful than Satan. And so, Lord, if we will submit and align our situation, which includes everyone involved, which also means us, first unto your word and will, we will have made the first step and effectively, productively, consistently, and powerfully changing our lives and the lives of those we love and the world around us, because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you, powerful through you, to the falling down of strongholds, to the removal of the root cause of the issue beyond shallow and superficial band-aids. It takes us down into the core. It debris the wound. It cleans out the rottenness of the situation so that healing occurs from the inside out. Help us, Lord, to submit to you in all things. Now, Father, I pray for everyone listening. Touch them, bless them, anoint them, Father, right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Let everyone say, I will submit and align my situation, including everyone in it, which also includes me, to the will and word of God. Say amen. I'm going to give the altar call and then we'll end with our task. But please just keep praising God. For those of you who are unsaved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. Glory. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sins. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Glory. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I will effectively wage spiritual warfare by performing step one of submitting and aligning my situation, which includes everyone in it, which also includes me, to your word and your will. In the name of Jesus, amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. Everyone, understand that part of living this life is that you must have covenant and daily relationship with God. You must renew your minds daily. Do that, hallelujah, by getting into your word, making sure you do not miss any of your daily fire devotional with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern or after 8 on my ministry website, feelthefire.com. Or even better, go ahead now and text the message DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text so you will know, praise the Lord, that you're following Daily Fire. All right, our topic for today is waging effective spiritual warfare. your part one of it. And your task for today is to call out every issue you have today. After you finish listening to this, immediately call it out by name. Every situation, every person, and yourself, and then say, I submit all of this, Father, to your will and to your word. And as you go throughout your day, whenever those situations or people come by, just say it, even if you have to say it in your spirit because you can't say it out loud, maybe due to being at work, say, I submit you and I submit me unto the will and word of God. Or I submit this situation, I submit you, husband, I submit you, wife, I submit you, call out your children, I submit you, glory, to the will, to the word and will of God. That is the first step. Make sure you're back tomorrow, bring some pen and paper with you and follow. All right, I love you. Do not forget to do two other things. Number one, send me your prayer request on the contact me page of my ministry website, feelthefire.com. I do pray over them. And number two, go to churchgirldresses.com so that you can get 20% off today. It's the last day of our weekend sale. I love you. Praise the Lord. Fight spiritually first. Then natural will fall into place. Woo!
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
In these hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire, set me on fire.